The 19th basic teaching for the parish cell system of evangelization on the theme Breeding New Leaders. St. Thomas Aquinas used to say, Bonum diffusum sui. Goodness is contagious or proliferates. It is not only goodness that is contagious, but even beauty and love. The attitude that makes you wait for the other to bend down to you, for the other to take the initiative and draws to you, for the other to be good to you first, for the other to love you before you can love him back, is a losing attitude and contradicts itself. Why is it so? Because if you really think that that is the right attitude in relationships, then you would be sending this message that this is the way others should relate even with you. Because what is right for you is also right for others. And if everybody were to adopt that attitude, we will end up with nobody loving anybody, and nobody bending or approaching anybody. This is not the way God revealed himself to be. This is not the way we are created to be. If we believe that we are created in God's own image and likeness. This is not how Jesus expects us to be when he told us to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. The more we grow in our intimate relationship to Jesus, the more we share Jesus to others. The more we grow in the spirit of service, the more good we do, the more we forgive, the more we love without expecting anything back. In this way, we would be living the Spirit of Christ and incarnate Christ in us. And this goodness, this love, conquers the hearts of others in the same way as Christ has conquered our heart. That is why we need to ask ourselves and examine our conscience whenever our cell does not grow. The principle of multiplication is part and parcel of the very nature of God, of love, of the good news, and of the cell. When God created man in his own image and likeness, God told him to be fruitful and multiply. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Why? Because you cannot resemble God and be introvert, enclosed, and exclusive. You cannot resemble God without being outgoing, open, and multiplying. A cell that has this vision of multiplication, a cell that keeps this vision burning, cannot but breed new leaders. And this is the sixth scope of the cell. Who breeds new leaders? The whole cell, the very nature of the cell. Therefore, everybody. The leader should be forming a new leader, multiplying himself or herself. All the members should be praying constantly for the emergence of a co-leader. All the members should be praying daily for the formation of the co-leader, as they are to pray for their leaders. The leader of the cell, the parish priest, the bishop, and the pope. Yes, because a holy shepherd makes a holy herd. If we really believe in the necessity of the multiplication of the cell for the spreading of the gospel and the renewal of the parish, then we should be taking the formation of new leaders seriously. Because the cell can never multiply no matter how much it grows, if there is no one prepared to lead the new cell. Since the beginning of our involvement with this method of evangelization, we used to hear Don Pigi telling us, if the cell does not multiply at the right moment, when it has grown to 12, maximum 16 members, it will reverse the process and starts diminishing and losing the members. In fact, the cell that does not grow dies. It is hard to say it and to hear it, but this is the truth, and it can be explained even sociologically. For relationships to grow in a group, it must not be less than 4 and larger than 8. When a group is made up of 4 persons, it starts risking losing meetings, because when 1 or 2 persons cannot attend, the meeting will not be held. And when the group starts getting larger than 8, the participants start to feel lost in the number. The problem with our congregations in the parish, which we want to heal with the cells. When people start coming for the cell meeting and are not given enough time to participate, to share and to be ministered to, they start losing interest and find the cell a waste of time. That is why the 6th scope of the cell is the breeding of new leaders. Saint Paul, who really had this vision of church growth and church planting, held the formation of leaders at the top of his priority list. In fact, he taught the same to his disciples, as we find in the verse you read before the teaching. That is why we hold this verse, 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 2, so dear to us and most inspiring. I wish to remind every cell of the date of multiplication. Whenever a new cell is born, we encourage it to choose a date when it intends to give birth to a new cell. One may find this improper and presumptuous, because it gives the impression that the cell is in our control. If this date is chosen arbitrarily, then one would be right to consider doing this improper. And if one forgets that it is the will of God for the cell of evangelization to multiply, then one would be right to consider to fix a date as something presumptuous. However, if we are truly convinced that the parish cell system of evangelization is coming from God, and it is He, and it was He who called us to be involved in it as it is, and not as we imagine it should be, then God must have a date for every cell's multiplication. It is in the plan of God that your cell multiplies, and multiplies here on earth and not in heaven. Therefore, when we ask a new cell to fix a date for its multiplication, we do not expect the members to get involved in some planning discussion, or in drawing lots, or in choosing a favorite date according to one's own star. On the contrary, we are asking all the members of the cell to pray and listen to God, that He may reveal His plan for the cell and the date of multiplication. We need to trust God that He still speaks. He speaks even through each and every member of the cell. Once the cell discovers the plan of God, every member of the cell needs to make an act of faith and say yes to it, even if at the present moment it looks like next to impossible. But this is how Mary made the act of faith and rendered her so holy and the favorite one of God the Father. And we need to manifest our faith by praying to during every cell meeting that the will of God may be fulfilled. We need to commit ourselves to the work of evangelization of our oikos, because we know that God uses us to fulfill his plans. Not only that, but if we truly believe the date of multiplication and its imminence, then we start praying, choosing, and forming a new leader. Multiplication of the cell means multiplication of the leader. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.